Hey there, it's Nick. This episode is entirely made up of old tape, which will probably be difficult to hear in a noisy environment like a car. I always recommend you listen to Love and Radio with headphones on, but this episode is definitely a case where you should. Or at the very least, listen on good speakers in a quiet place. Also, I should tell you this episode deals with adult subject matter, so consider yourself warned. Thanks.
Good morning, this is Jim Glennon. I heard Dan Henry tell you all to get out and wash the car. Don't do it, it's too nice a day. Just run the hose over the wheels or something. Our guest today on the Jim Glennon Show is Dr. Thomas N. He's a veterinarian, and today being the day we talk about animals in general, in particular, we're going to talk about the choice of a family pet. Our number here is Plaza 34575, and since I frequently forget to open the lines, feel free. Now, one of the things that I noticed on the material that you sent to us, Doctor, was do wild animals make good pets? And this immediately calls to mind things like, I suppose, lions and tigers and foxes and also, I'm sorry to say, skunks.
Yeah, wild animals really make the worst of the pets.
I should think so.
Must remember that we're taking an animal from into strange surroundings, strange foods, strange habits. They are used to the dangerous law of survival, and they do not forget that just because you bring them into your home. So actually, they make the poorest of pets. They're never to be trusted, and we must not forget that wild animals are warm-blooded animals, and they have rabies and things as dogs.
How can I make him love me?
From Radiotopia, you're listening to Love and Radio. I'm Nick van der Kolk. Today's episode, Suitcase of Love and Shame.
Tested out all right. You run the volume up here.
Check, see if this thing's... I have to talk rather low in here. I'm at the office in the hospital, of course. And wait just a minute. I wonder if they're... they're calling for me. Just a minute. There, we got that lady and her kitty taken care of. They had to be warmed, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yesterday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, I mowed the lawn. It was needing mowing bad. Had me a nice tall bourbon, and Lucille went out to the grocery store and went downtown someplace. I don't know where she went.
Sitting here drinking a can of Pet Milk Company's Seagull liquid diet food. Been getting too heavy, almost 200 pounds.
I think this will make you a good way to chat back and forth. By the time I get all this on tape, I'm sure not going to have anything left to write letters about. I can see that right away. I'd rather hear your voice anyway and hear the things you got to tell me.
Imagine I'm probably talking too close to the mic. I have a bad habit of doing that, I know. There isn't anything about my life that is of interest, really. The last couple of days, I've been taking quite a bit of time off to help Mother shop for her glasses. And like I told you yesterday, I had my aunt and she in to get their glasses fitted and so forth. And mine still haven't come back yet, darling. The frames are being made. They have some kind of a special hinge on them. But they do have to come from New York, so that's why I haven't gotten them yet. So I'm still half blind doing this bookkeeping. I'm getting ready to go and meet Dad and my brother over at the health club. I haven't had to go to the chiropractor once since I started on this health club deal with all the exercise I'm doing and everything. It's just amazing, I guess, what this swirl pool and steam baths and everything can do in the way of therapy. I don't want this to get clear to the end because I want to run it back so that my voice will be the first one that you hear, and then you can re-listen to the other side of your own if you want to.
Gosh, I hope you've been feeling better. Hospital duties and so forth. I hope you and doctor are getting along in good shape. professionally, that is?
Oh, we get along. You know, I mean, he does not like for me to be late. He doesn't have to even say so. I can see it. Oof, rough. No, I couldn't get along with anybody like I got along with you, naturally. After all, don't love anybody but you, see?
Oh, Mother. Have I told you I loved you here on this tape? Once or twice. I've forgotten now. Three times.
I sure do love to hear you. And you know something I found out? If I use the earphones with my recorder and listen to you, why, oh, it brings just like you're laying there beside me talking right in my ear.
We're apart. It's true. But we have some wonderful plans to get together. It's true, too.
And if you want me there on Sunday, stashed away someplace, and then have me also there on Monday, you say the word and you know that I'll be there, dear heart.
Well, darling, I see the tape's about to get down again. It's just good to call you, darling, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'll get this tape in the mail tonight. And you can listen to it when the lights are turned way down low. Bye-bye.
May God keep you in the palm of his...
You, Miss America, will receive, in addition to other prizes, the judges should be ready with the name...
And the Miss America pageant going on. You're probably on your way to me right now, dearest one.
I can feel that wonderful little bracelet on my ankle rubbing on the sheets here. And I take it while I'm watching television at night. I'll just unconsciously, and then I'll notice myself that I have a hold of the bracelet rubbing the initials on it and have my fingers wrapped around it just like I would if I had a wedding ring on.
I've been lying here and dozed off a little bit ago, and I'm just about ready to finish up with the Miss America pageant, so seeing the beautiful girls and everything, and you're supposed to look the other way. They're coming back on now, so let's get the thrill of hearing Miss America announced.
Miss Congeniality, now the crown of office is being placed on her head, the lovely ermine cape. I wish you great joy in your reign. You'll receive many lipstick smears on your cheek. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the new Miss America 1965.
Well, that was the end of the pageant, darling. I don't know how late it's getting to be, but I certainly am anxious for you to get here.
Oh, I read a good article in Playboy magazine last night about lovemaking in the office and some of the reasons for it. And some parts of it are very true to our experience, I think.
You do have, darling, an aura, as they say, isn't it? All your own. That I think if we were in a crowd of 1 million people and you came up behind me, I'd know it.
Well, I'd you guess who that was. I bet you know, too. I bet you guess who those were, too. I better stop and knot my britches.
Oh, my God, my body just aches.
Oh, I think about this many times when we were at the hospital and you used to come in and pull a zipper down on my pants. And...
Oh, you thrill me so.
Jenny, I don't know whether that's a normal thing to happen or not. And
the tape's just about gone, sweetheart, I must say again. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Mail this back right away, darling, just as it is, so I can keep it among the mirror. Wonderful, wonderful.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Do, do, do. I'll register in the Chase Hotel under the name of Dr. and Mrs. M.J. Green, and you call up to the room. I'll be there. Don't worry about that. I've got to stop right now. It looks like, I don't know for sure whether it's her or not. No, it wasn't her. A student here's got a car. It looks almost just exactly like ours, and I get putting scared out of me sometimes. And, oh, darling, I look forward to being with you, loving you in St. Louis.
Here I am, my beloved darling, waiting with open arms and loving heart, and she is waiting for him. That's that little hot pussy of yours. And I mean to tell you, she is waiting and anxious and willing and able. And I've got a martini waiting on the table for you.
Just a moment.
Yeah. She's checking to see if I needed towels or anything, and I'm opening the door right now, and I'm putting a do not disturb sign on it. And I intend to leave it hang on the door all the time you're here. You know something? I got kind of a squeaky bed. I may have to turn on the television to make a little noise around here, because I'll tell you, there's going to be some teeter-tottering. Bye-bye for now till you get here, my dearly beloved.
I'm with my darling. Oh my, it's...
himself up and tinkling in the boys' room.
I have to talk to yourself, but don't answer back.
Tom, tell me.
Jenny, I love you.
These are all those private things, all locked up away. They're just for us.
You mean none of anybody else. The boy, they'd sure shake them up if they ever got in them.
I believe I'd kill them. I really would.
Maybe not actually, but...
Jeannie, I love you, I do. Yes, I do, Jeannie, I do. Oh, my darling, Jeannie, I love you, I do. Yes, I do. What song
did he do? Ah, that's
probably
a special
corny
one.
Sounds
like, you had a couple in your belt, but you haven't had a thing, not even coffee yet. We haven't even had lunch. You hungry?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Well,
you made me hungry.
She took care of him, so how about you feeding your stomach now?
When a man loves somebody, he don't love them because they get big breasts and beautiful eyelashes and what have they.
It sure helps them.
Well, it encourages him, let's say that. But a man loves a woman for what she does for him, how she makes him feel.
What she does to him?
She makes him feel like he's the one important person on earth. That's... A man loves that more than anything else in the world.
No, he's counting
on
nothing.
Maybe you know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. You're so wonderful, Tom. How could I help but love you? Mm-hmm. So good to me.
I try to be, Jenny. It gives me so much happiness to make you happy.
You know what a jealous person I am, too.
Yeah, I've been exposed to that.
But
You know, you're not fanatically, Josh, but a man appreciates that, too. He don't like for a woman to take him for granted.
But you know that I have faith and trust in you, and I don't worry about you being out by yourself because I know that you're not going to be
I'm just not a Casanova.
Good time with
you. You may think
like
I'm
that.
A Casanova the way I treat you, but I'm telling you, that's the reserve treatment that you get.
That's wonderful. Sure. No, I love you for the things you say and the way you make me feel, too. You know that, don't you? I feel so beloved when I'm with you, even when I'm not with you, because I know you love me. It's 10 minutes of 10 a.m. Friday, December the 10th, and this is our 2.5-year anniversary, darling. I'm still wearing the chain that you put around my ankle, and I want to wear it all my life. You know that. And I hope and pray on it all the time that it will come to pass, that what it stands for will be true in our lives, for everyone to know that we're man and wife. Men just don't do the things for women that you do for me without loving them, and also without wanting them to be their wife. I hope to God I'm not fooling myself on that, darling. I know you're not fooling.
Oh, darling, things are no different. There's sure no change whatsoever in Lucille's attitude or mine, either one. We just talk so little and go over things so little. She has to choose her words and I have to choose mine, and you know how I am about choosing words. I don't choose very many. Whether she's ever been suspicious of anything between you and I, why, she's been about as crafty and not letting it be known as we have, keeping it undercover. But darling, we just have to jog along the best we can, is all I can tell you. I feel keenly about things I've said with you going out with other fellas, and I don't think that I should hold you to that anymore. I don't want you staying at home and not having some fun out of life, for sure. You have to sneak the chain off your ankle to go out and enjoy yourself. Why sneak it off? Don't stay home on my account, because this is going to drag out. I can assure you of that.
I'm so upset I could just cry. Damnable damn thing, every time you want to do something, somebody or something stands in your way. This microphone sounds like an old hollow, I don't know what.
I have so many things in my mind that this just doesn't sound right. I mean, it just, there we go. Darling, I'll try to slow down and get myself contained here, but I want to make it while I can and get it off in the mail this morning, darling. Because if you get it off in the mail to my beloved, now maybe if I can calm down a little bit, I can start out right to my darling beloved Tom. Forgive me if this tape jumps from one subject to another. Because I can't help it, darling. I just have so many things on my mind. And I don't want to bore you, but you know how I feel about things, beloved. You know, I want a life for us, and I want to be everything to you, because you're everything to me already. You are my world. My very precious love, and all you are to me. I'm going to find that record yet, darling, so you can really hear it and enjoy it by someone who can sing. Oh, golly. Darling, I think about you. I think about you with your sleepless nights and your tossing and turning and your need of me and having to put the paper down and sit there and listen to her this talking and nagging and carrying on about things. I cry sometimes just out of sheer pity for you. Not, you know, the kind that I'm speaking of, darling, sympathetic pity for the plight that you haven't been able to get around yet, but you will manage, darling. It's not like stepping out into the dark alone, because actually, you'll step into a whole wonderful world of brightness and sunshine, and I can give you all that. You know it. My Tom.
Twinkle in the shadows while I dance.
If you don't have your earphones on, why, go get them, because you is going to need them. And I said, wait a minute, before I go any further, I should tell you that I'm sitting here and naked. I mean, flat-footed naked. And I'm on my second beer. Mmm, that's sure good beer. I wish she was here to enjoy it with me. I really do. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? And if you're ever near me, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? God, Jeannie, I hope you're able to straighten out of this terrible thing that I've drug you into. I feel terribly about this. I really do. And yet there's nothing I can do about it. No, I can't. Jeannie, keep yourself together for me. Don't rattle apart. There's things that'll come and go. Don't rattle apart, darling. Say, I gotta go tinkle. Would you mind me shutting this off just a minute while I go tinkle? Okey-dokey. Here, darling.
I love
Happy
you.
Happy birthday to you. And many, many more to come.
Thank you, my darling.
And may we always be together on your birthday. I've even forgot how this but is 41 or 43 or 45.
What? You dog. Hound dog, that is.
39, I remember now.
That's right. I'll always stay 39 for you.
Okie dokie.
Goodbye. You can spend every birthday with me every year. I'll always stay 39.
Okie dokie. That's a bargain.
Oh, my love, my darling love. You give me the most wonderful present in the world to be with you. You know that.
Oh, Jeannie, I'd just to be with you, I'd do anything. Almost anything. Just almost anything.
You've proved that so many times to me.
My trouble is I go up to a certain point and I don't jump over. And I don't know what keeps me from jumping over sometimes.
You know that.
But time and time again, I've been right up to the very edge.
You know that whenever you do, I'll be right there for you, don't you?
I know it.
Oh, I love you so dearly, so very dearly. This is the most wonderful birthday I've had for a long, long time. You're my beloved husband, Tom. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Mama.
That bracelet is fine and dainty, but it sure is strong, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It just ties my heart and wraps around my heart and ties it right to yours and keeps it that way. And I shouldn't say that, I know, although you never quite told me,
how much you appreciated the fact I didn't take it off when you asked me the one time. I knew you didn't want me to.
I didn't, Jean.
I could have busted things wide open for us, Tom, but I love you too much to do that. I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't want to break your heart. I don't. Let's talk about pleasant things.
But I want to tell you one thing. For every little teardrop that I do shed, there's so much bursting happiness in my heart that replaces it time after time after time.
So you just keep that in your back of your mind. He's never said that he didn't love you.
I know that. Spend every birthday with me, beloved.
As a promise. Everyone. Lord willing, as a promise.
I know, my darling.
Lucille gets up every morning just as regular as a clockwork and gets my breakfast. I never have to tell her to get up. She gets up every darn morning now and gets my breakfast. That's something she's never done all of our married life. And all these things I've been bitching about, now she's doing them. And she's doing them religiously. And she is doing her very utmost to keep this family together.
If she had wanted to do these things, all along she would have been doing them, Tom. Now I feel that she's only doing them because you've expressed the desire that she do so, or else.
No, I mean, don't jump on me. I can't take it from two women. By God, I'm not going to either. That's for damn sure. No, I just can't. I can't take any more of this damn yakking from women. I'm not going to do it. That's for sure. So don't jump on me.
I worry so about our future, and I worry about you because you're so quiet about so many things, darling. Things that are important. I must talk to you again tonight.
Now, darling, the phone has got... We've got to stop that. $100 worth of phone bill. I can't talk... I can't... I'll get some money squeezed out here and send you for the phone bills. But we can't talk on that telephone anymore in the middle of the day. That's for dang sure. That'd break us up. We got to be halfway sensible about this thing. As bad as we want to talk.
In this concern that you had for her... And the check on the biopsy and everything, I can understand that, my darling. I wouldn't wish anything like that on anybody. That would have really been another blow to things as far as we're concerned. I realize that because it would have probably put her in bad health for a long time, and then you would have just stuck by out of the right thing to do. I know you. I know you, man.
I've been awful confused. I read Ann Landers every morning just as religiously as that's about the only part of the paper I read. Her comments on triangular situations, maybe not as bad as ours at all, but nevertheless, I keep seeking an answer, a solution, and I can't find it.
Had a paper clipping here I'll give you later on press secretary to President Johnson, and they're getting a divorce. And after all, darling, it doesn't make any difference what walk of life you are or how high you get. There's nothing that says that you're not any good because you have a divorce. After all, people, this is a different kind of a world now.
So many things been going on. Sunday afternoon, Lucille came down and started talking separation, and God, here comes through a bunch of visiting kids, all that shit off for them. Well, they're not going to stay very long. Go on, take them on too, huh? We get them come through here all the time. Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, and what have you. In any event, darling, so that comes up in our conversation more regularly than it used to. I went on down the car. Here comes the kids again. Jim and Christopher Columbus. I went down the car and had me a good big drink of straight 100% Fitzgerald, and I drove clear over town, and I was aimlessly driving around. Had another good drink of whiskey, and then went on over to Trails Inn Motel, and well, I just, well, dang, I wonder how long those kids are gonna, yeah, they're going on through the other door, maybe they won't come by here. I drank almost a fifth. They're in hardly a half hour's time.
But sometime soon after that, I got violently sick, and from then on, I don't remember anything. I do remember vomiting over the edge of the bed. Golly, I made a mess in there. And I can't take very many more of these go-rounds, that's for sure.
You have so many, many things to fill your days, and your mind overflows with the preparations that you make. Sometimes I feel as though I'm not contributing anything anywhere to anybody, with the exception of my deep and passionate and wonderful love that I have for you and try to express to you, and things I try to do to make you know it. It's about really all I accomplish in the way of relation with other humans, Tom. That's out of my folks. I mean, you know how dearly I love them. I just worship you, Tom. I think you know that. I love you so much.
They had a sale on paraffin, great big blocks of paraffin. I made some pretty good candles, but I had never made this type of candle before. And I thought, I'll just make something Valentine for my darling out of that, provided I can get the old gentleman to stay up long enough, and that's where the problem comes in. I've got a great big vacuum cleaner with a long hose, it's 2.5 inches in diameter. Help with the vacuum cleaner, get him sucked up to a pretty good size, and then I slipped a rubber band around the base of him, and that made him stay good and hard for a long time. Maybe I ought to try that on other things, I don't know. And then I had the plaster Paris cut in half-inch strips and molded it to him, and took me a little pair of scissors and very carefully cut the rubber bands, and then he started to shrink down, of course, and that left me a mold, good and long. Makes me jealous of him, kind of. So, the trouble of it is, if it gets too hot, it'll melt down on you for sure in summertime. So, like I say, you can store it in a cool place and use it in a hot place. So, you can let me hear how you try that out sometime. Well, I get that all out of the road now so that I can talk about other things.
Come on, sweetheart. Cooperate. Whatever it says on that sign, it means you belong to me. Someday I'm going to plant that.
Well, I was watching television, the movie, and John Payne and Ronald Reagan. I hear my little puppy dog starting to bark in the background. I don't know whether you can hear her or not. And the longer I sat there, why, the more bored I got, for one thing, I guess you'd say. And I decided I would have me a little vodka drink. So I did. And then I had another one. And then by the time I had the second one, why, then I got to thinking about other things beside the movie. And I decided that this might be a good time to let my darling know just how I feel about his Valentine, too. And I have just now peeled off my robe, and I'm lying back against the pillows and caressing my tummy like you like to do, and fondling my breast. Don't you love to kiss him, Daddy? And I just took my black lace panties off. I dressed especially for this to make this tape for you. You know that, don't you? Too.
Now I'm trying to unfasten my black bra that has just the two snaps on it with one hand. And I think maybe I'll make it. I'm not sure. And get those little baby kittens of yours out in the open. Just a minute, Daddy, and I'll finish unfastening this for you. Now it's all off, and I'll have a little swig out of my gimlet. Enjoy it with me, darling, will you? Tastes good, baby. How I would love to have your glass next to mine to clink and to make a wish on. Oh, God, Daddy, I'm missing you so much. I'm going wild from the need of you. You know that. The way I'm situated, it makes the microphone a little bit short. And get the bellows arranged just right under me, like you always do, Daddy. And I look at this big, luscious friend of yours. It feels just like real live skin, Daddy. You know what? Not like a wax job at all, baby. Darling, don't be with her anymore. Please don't be. Oh, God, it's so hard. It's so hard to stay away from you so long at a time. I love you so much. I'm just old and I'm so tired. A good tape for you. Oh, Tom. Oh, please, dear God. Do something about this.
This is the first tape that I'll ever make in my life, Jeannie. I'm going to break somebody's heart. I know that, Jeannie. I just know it. But let me tell you my story. She knows everything that you've ever put on tape. She had keys made. And she's been coming in here when I've been gone for any reason at all. She knows I was instrumental in helping you buy the car. She talks about helping you out on the rent. On the payments on your house. So she knows everything we've done. She's been getting into these tapes all along. So that's how she come. She knew all about St. Louis. And the reason you couldn't get the key is this. She went to the desk and said she was Mrs. Green. So she was trying to get the two of us to meet up there. Both of us could have been arrested for registering in a hotel under a false name. Not being man and wife, on moral charges. And we come awful close to it, Jeannie, awful close. Lucille told me, I'm not going to give you a divorce under any circumstance. No woman's going to take you away from me, and that's that. She says not only that, if you
started to make some trouble about this thing. She was going to turn the pictures and the tapes and so forth over to her attorney and let him proceed with whatever needed to be done. So, Jeannie, we've got her back to the wall. We can't beat this thing. Can't beat it at all. You and I are going to get caught one of these days again. And I hold a very high position in my profession right now. Higher than probably I deserve. And I won't give it up. And I wouldn't want you to wait for me. Jeannie, you just will take the chain off, darling. You just will. Because I can't go through with it. I can't. I just can't go through with it. I just can't. Darling, do send me tapes and tell me how you feel, and don't tell me your heart's broken. I know it. I already know that. And I know you love me, but I still like to hear you tell me it. And if some swell guy comes along that's twice as good as I am, why, don't hesitate. But do send me a tape, and let's do be loving and cheerful to one another. People have been in our shoes before in history, thousands of, and haven't had this opportunity to...
Well, you look awfully good. At least you did the last time I saw you.
You ought to see me now.
You ought to see me now.
Oh, I'm even better, huh?
Oh, you look even better, huh?
No, really, you did. You look like you, did feel much better.
No, really, you did. You looked like you, did feel much better.
Would you like to go out some evening?
Would you like to go out some evening?
Or some day or some time.
Or some day or some time.
Yeah. That's a nice thought, but I don't think it would get you into trouble eventually.
Well, that's a nice thought, but I still think it would get you into trouble eventually.
What family?
With the family.
The family's living their life, and I'm going to live mine.
The family's living their life, and I'm going to live mine.
They know that.
They know that.
I'm going to have to get off here pretty quick.
I'm going to have to get off here pretty quick.
Yeah. You wouldn't even take time out to go out for dinner, right?
You wouldn't even take time out to go out for dinner or anything?
Oh, if you'd leave it at that, but you probably wouldn't.
Oh, if you'd leave it at that, but you probably wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't have any choice with you, I don't think.
Well, I wouldn't have any choice with you, I don't think.
Oh. Okay. I've grown to be pretty independent in the last 2 years.
I've grown to be pretty independent in the last 2 years.
That's the way I want it.
That's the way I want it.
Well, that's where it should be, and that's where you want.
That's it for Love and Radio. This episode was an adaptation of the film Suitcase of Love and Shame by Jane Gillooly. You can watch the full-length documentary on iTunes, Amazon, or Cinema Guild. We'll have links to all of that up on our website. The episode was produced by Jane Gillooly and Stephen Jackson with Jesse Carrier. Special thanks also to the staff of Snap Judgment, especially Joe Rosenberg. Love and Radio is a production of PRX's Radiotopia, whose founding sponsor is the Knight Foundation, and made possible because of our generous listeners. Thank you. Radiotopia's executive producer is Julie Shapiro. Be sure to follow Love and Radio on social media, and please write a review on iTunes using only your favorite letter. Mine is the letter K, but you can use your own. Thanks for listening.
Is cool.